بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we read the hadith where a person, a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, do not become angry. He asked the question few times for advice, and every time just that one little word, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said one word, that do not become angry. From here, ulama have identified that the person who requested the advice is Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhu. Here we learn also what great efforts ulama have made, the ulama of hadith, that he, in the hadith it only came, it was a person, but they went to great lengths to find out who that person was. And the details of hadith, every fine detail, they have got a great ihsan on us, and we shouldn't forget to make dua for all the ulama, muhaddithin, mufassireen, all the ulama, what a great favor they have done, and they have brought deen to us in its complete and perfect form. For us is to appreciate it and to practice upon the deen which they have brought to us, and not start some new innovations in our deen in different things. We should appreciate and by practicing upon it, making dua for them and isale sawab. Whenever we read, whatever we are reading, our Quran Sharif, our duas, our wazifas, then pass the sawab to them also. We should never forget our parents, our ustads, and all these great people who have made such efforts to bring deen in its pristine purity and also in its perfection and completed form, that they have brought deen towards us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all probability knew the sahabi to be one who was easily angered. Hence he provided him with advice that was appropriate to his temperament. As we had explained, that every time we give some advice, whether it is personally to somebody or in the form of a bayan, or we intend translating a kitab, or we want to write a kitab, it should be always that which is required by the people, not really what we want to do, what people would like us to hear, but what is required at that time. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali, somebody had asked him that how come his bayans are so effective, very effective. Amongst the other things he said that whenever I make bayan, I make this niyat that Ya Allah, what is required at this time? What is the most beneficial? And for every individual who will be in the bayan, for him what is most beneficial? Oh Allah, you bless me with those words, and let me discuss those subjects. So it is a very important thing whenever we give bayan, whether it is like here on the platform in the masjid, or whether it is to our children, our family, or amongst friends we speak also, that we make dua to Allah that what is most beneficial, what is most needed, bless me with that discussion and with that subjects and with those words. The advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave was short but comprehensive and far reaching. This was one of the great kamalat, perfections of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jawami'ul kalim, that he spoke few words, but those few words had so deep and far reaching meaning. And we should also, usually, unfortunately, it is our habit just to blabber away all the time. All the time we are talking. We should try and learn to talk less, but that lot of meaning be in those words. And that it has a far-reaching effect. Also, it shouldn't be so short that people don't understand also. The main objective is that people understand. But we shouldn't waste our time with words and talking also. There amongst there is lot of layani in our lives, all our sports, whether it be even fishing, hunting, just what we're doing for our enjoyment, in which there is no benefit for us. And then even in talking, today it is many of us, we just can't control our tongue. Our speech, as far as possible also, should be as little as possible. We shouldn't be just talking away all the time. So all these very important points we learn from this hadith, and with regard to anger itself, we will discuss a little bit more, inshallah, that how harmful anger is for a person. But at the same time, we must remember it is that anger which we are doing for our nafs and for our own ego and for our own worldly benefits. But anger for the pleasure of Allah, for the deen of Allah, to express then our anger and that we are upset, that is a sign of the perfection of a of the iman of a person. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Amen.